B-Pod Studios.
And now, Therapy for Your Soul by Loren Merola.
What's that? Lila?
Lila?
Delilah?
Delilah.
Delilah. Yeah, man, we had her at nights when I was back on an adult contemporary station.
She makes a lot of money doing her thing.
Yeah, you know? Nighttime doing love dedication.
Tell me,
what's going on in your life tonight? How can this song from Katy Perry fix all your problems?
I hate to turn dark and negative, but I think, didn't she have someone who, she had a child who took their own life?
Yeah, she has a really sad story with her personal family. But you know, she has like 15 kids.
Yeah.
She lives like on a ranch in the middle of nowhere, and she has a farm.
How do you know this?
Well, because me and Delilah, we go way back. I know her. Yeah.
You call her D?
Yeah, me and D, we go way back. And she has literally like 12 kids, and like some of her kids now have kids. So it's like a house filled with just children everywhere.
Yeah, well, we had a great show this morning. We announced that we were taking the MRL Show fam to Carowinds this Friday. We're going to ride some rides.
Mm-hmm.
Roy, when was the last time you went to an amusement park and
rides?
And ripped around like Little Roy?
When I was Little Roy, back before the weight gain. Now when I get on, you know, they say if you have heart issues and you have to be of a certain size, well, that dings me. So,
but you do want to go up in that
observatory tower. Yeah.
We can do that. We can look for your house.
I remember, actually, I think maybe I even tried the first year when we went down to, maybe it's when Loren and I went down to Orlando for Halloween thing. Horror Nights, they had a roller coaster. I think I even then maybe attempted, but I couldn't fit.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried many times to see, hey, maybe it'll let me on. Maybe magically they loosen the girth of roller coaster restrictions. But no, I haven't been on one in a minute.
And the thing we mentioned on the show this morning that I look forward to is walking into the food hall in the middle of Carowinds, because that's where we spent the night when we sat out there with listeners to ride the Copperhead Strike, the new roller coaster, all the way back in March. We camped out overnight at Carowinds, and that was such a cool experience.
Yeah, it really was. We got to see the park at night, what happens at night, which, by the way, you know, there's someone there at all times. Like, I thought the park closed, but, like, there's people there at all hours.
Yeah.
Security and whatnot.
And they have, like, a paramedic on site.
And they have, mechanics look at all the rides and stuff
all
overnight.
All night. Like, it's a happening place.
You know what I thought about yesterday that would make a funny skit is – either for Carowinds or the Panthers, if we went and then, like, after stayed till close and saw how long it would take for someone to kick us out. Like, hide and keep hiding.
Hide and
we now know the hiding spots because we've literally hid there.
Yeah. That was fun, though. But I just want to go and see somebody eating on the table that Loren was laying on.
I know.
With her sleeping bag.
And what was weird about that night is because the security still had to do their job as security. So while we were sleeping in the food hall, there were still officers walking through, because I'd hear them. They'd open the door and you could hear their little radios and they'd look around and get funnier to me is what if they didn't get the memo that we were in the park?
Well, somebody came in and turned the light on at 4:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
One of the cooks.
I was going to say that was because they had to come in and prep for lunch.
Yeah, I saw it. They turned the light on. Uh-huh. They turned the light on and then he looked and left the light on.
He
saw everybody sleeping. You could have turned the light back off when you got to your destination.
No, he's like, if I have to be up, you fools are going to be up. But no, we're going to be there this Friday. It's going to be so much fun. You can win your tickets. We have our next chance to win $7.50 tomorrow morning. That's if you're listening to this podcast on July 23rd. We're giving away July 24th at $7.50 on Kiss.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll do Carowinds on Friday. You know, we'll hang out for a while. Then we'll let you go on your way and go do whatever you want to do. Yeah. We don't want to wear you out.
Photos.
And then the other thing that was pretty funny that we talked about on the show was, and we actually have a bunch of text messages. Loren, if you could pull up some text messages from before, because there was a bunch we didn't get to. And that was the thing that you just had to purchase and you never used it. And for us, it was two things. It was this little octagon that looked like a UFC ring that we had to have to put baby Ruby in when we were hanging out on the driveway. And it even had it came with a roof so that she could be in the shade. And we bought a fan to put in there. We put Ruby in it.
All the accessories to go with it.
And we put Ruby in it once at 10 months old, and all she wanted to do was get out. She hated it. So we used that once. And then we bought this thing that you had to have for the beach that was like this. It's not like a towel. You know when you put a towel on the beach, the sand sticks to the towel?
Yep.
This material was like made by NASA or something. And when you lay it down, the sand won't stick to it.
I remember you were trying to convince me to buy that stupid towel.
I didn't even take it. We forgot to bring it to the beach, so it's sitting in the garage unused.
Well, maybe we'll use it another time.
I saw people were texting in, though, and said that somebody bought a Coca-Cola icy machine.
Yep.
They had to have it, never used it.
Somebody bought a Yeti Tundra 45 cooler and says...
that's a big one.
Yeah, I had to have it for 5 years, never used it once.
He's had it for 5 years?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize
that. I called dibs.
Yeah, I didn't realize Yeti was
How big is that?
That's a big one. That's
45,
the 45.
I don't really
that's
know.
The trunk, I think.
Okay.
That's the one that goes on like the back of the fishing charters.
Oh, cool, that's like an ice cooler at a store.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody said they bought a motorcycle and it's been sitting in the garage. It's never left.
My neighbor has one of those. Speaking of stores, you know, like when you go to get a drink from like the Coke machine, that door that slides, they have one of those. It's a Pepsi one in their garage. And she said when she moves, I can have it.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah, it's like it works. It's like lit up and everything. Yeah. And everything's like right in front.
Stays nice and refrigerated. Mm-hmm.
This is a good one that you would like never use on a normal basis. Remember the, I think it's the Cricut. It's one of those vinyl like laminate sticker makers.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember those
things? Arts and crafts. My sister was into that. Yeah.
But like you'd buy, this person bought it and like never used it, ended up selling it. Like I can see that sitting. And
yeah.
Just, like I have a sewing machine that I really wanted. I was like big into sewing, and now I haven't used it in like 3 years.
Yeah.
Crack to see that my sister did so many Cricut projects. I got like so many cups manogrammed or whatever.
Monogram
something women get.
I know. Monogram. Me and my dad had a mint dispenser. Okay, so it's not even like. It's for like chocolate peppermints. It's not even like a cool gum dispenser. It's not like it can only literally fit a certain type of shape of a chocolate peppermint.
Weird.
Yeah, and he has it. I remember he would go to the Mexican restaurants and he would try to sell it to them because they had a bunch of weird dispensers out in their lobby. But yeah, and so since then, since like 2010, it's just sat in the kitchen of his house.
That's funny.
And it just sits there.
My dad in like the early to mid 90s got into biking. Mm-hmm. Like the bicyclist, and he had the shorts, he had the shirt, the hat, everything that went along with biking, and the bikes sat upside down above his car. He might have used it once or twice, but he had to have the top 10 speed in the game.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
The best.
Never used it. Also, I remember I dated a girl who in the middle of the night when we came back drunk from a bar ordered the entire Eagles box set on one of those infomercials.
Yeah.
And it came and she's like, what happened? Why didn't you stop me? I go, you said you needed it in your life. I didn't want to stop you from getting it. Mm-hmm. And she was getting like one CD a year for the next like 10 years.
Oh. She's like, I only like Desperado, but Desperado,
right?
Whatever. I didn't.
Sunset Grill.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool.
That's a Rap Party Podcast,
That's
you guys.
Lorraine,
you want to say anything?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm all set.
All right. Bye, everyone.
See ya.
Bye.